State lawmakers approved several measures to ease the problem. They've eliminated the basic skills test, made licensing easier for out-of-state teachers, even started the march towards the $40,000 minimum salary. And education leaders say that's all good. But as regional superintendent Scott Bloomquist says,
it might be 4 or more years before you start seeing the impact of it, because it's not addressing getting people in the classroom now.
That's frustrating for Bloomquist because he says education leaders saw the shortage coming.
I don't know that they had the appetite to want to do the things that we in leadership have been saying needed to be done a decade ago to prevent this from happening. It's much more reactive of a response right now, and that hole has been created right now, and that damage is going to be tough to dig out of.
That's one of the reasons some are optimistic about the new Accelerators program from the Golden Apple Foundation. The group partners with education groups in Illinois to train teachers. The organization says the future teacher talent pool is shrinking. The number of college education majors has fallen off significantly over the last decade. So one of their solutions is to look outside the pipeline. They're looking for college seniors and people with a bachelor's degree in disciplines other than education that can translate into teaching. Alan Mather is the president of Golden Apple. He says they're accepting 50 would-be teachers in their first year who will be buoyed by a mentor teacher and receive a stipend. The teacher trains for 1 year and then stays in that school for 4 more years.
Just as rural communities have resident physician programs and doctors have residency programs, it's the same thing for a teacher.
They're focusing on high-need positions like special ed, bilingual ed, and STEM, and those teachers will be placed in districts throughout western, central, and southern Illinois.
We're not going to be recruiting in Chicago for someone to come to a rural community. The idea is find those people in your communities.
Special ed has been perennially one of the hardest positions to fill. A survey earlier this year from the Illinois Association of Regional Superintendents found over 800 openings statewide. Bob Sondergroth is the regional superintendent for Lee, Ogle, and Whiteside counties. He's seen this firsthand.
They've allowed us to do some emergency special ed endorsements so that we can get some more teachers in, but that's usually, it's a licensed teacher that then becomes a special ed teacher, which leaves a gap somewhere else. It's always robbing Peter to pay Paul.
School districts often rely on substitutes and paraprofessionals where there are also staff shortages. Alan Mather says they often want to become fully licensed teachers, but it can be a long and expensive process.
Most of it is done online because that same problem you're talking about where people say, I want to teach, but I can't leave my family. I can't quit my job.
But the shortage is not just for special ed teachers, and the initiative wants to expand into those other areas. David Zimmerman is a first-year English and theater teacher at Belvedere North High School. He says he saw the effects of the teacher shortage in his job hunt. Schools are often willing to offer experienced teachers more to poach them from other schools and fill vacant spots. That means that new teachers like Zimmerman often have to wait and see if districts have surprise openings. Scott Bloomquist says teachers with decades of service at a school are leaving like they never did in the past.
You're seeing almost that corporate America model of staff recruitment that's taking place.
Anna Alvarado is the superintendent of Freeport School District. As much as shortages and turnover impacts teachers, she says it's important to remember the toll it takes on students.
Remember, no teacher works in isolation. And if those people are missing, it really adds to the challenge that already exists.
And Bloomquist adds in that
ultimately what happens is kids suffer because the support's not there.
Illinois has approved funding for the first year of Accelerators, but leaders hope it can be one of the first programs to make an immediate impact in the state's most understaffed positions and most understaffed schools. I'm Peter Medlin.